Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 15th of April. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate.
UN chief calls for maximum restraint in the Middle East and investigation continues after man's body found in Nice. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the chief of the UN is calling for maximum restraint after Iran's attack on Israel. Most of the Israeli war cabinet wants a response to Saturday night's attack, but members are said to be split on the scale and timing of it. News outlets in the US say Joe Biden has told the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to take the win and not to retaliate. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there must be a de-escalation in tensions.
The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate. Now is the time for maximum restraint.
Independent Senator Tom Clonan is a former Irish Army peacekeeper who was deployed to Lebanon with the UN. He believes America may struggle to control how Benjamin Netanyahu will respond to Saturday's attack.
What's needed to stop the escalation is leadership. But unfortunately, what we have for leadership at the moment is Vladimir Putin in the Kremlin. We have Benjamin Netanyahu holding on to power by his fingertips and likely a Trump presidency in the next number of months. So I think it's going to be very difficult to intervene.
A man has been questioned after the discovery of a body in County Kildare. Gardaí were alerted yesterday after the man's body was found at a house in Naas. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The man was found dead at a home in Eustace Domain in Naas at around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. His body has since been removed to the mortuary at Naas General Hospital. The office of the state pathologist has been contacted and a post-mortem examination is expected to be carried out this afternoon. The scene was sealed off last night for technical examination. A man in his 40s has been arrested as part of the investigation and is being held at a Garda station in County Kildare where he can be questioned for up to 24 hours.
A man is due in court today, charged after a number of carjackings in Dublin. A man tried to hijack a car unsuccessfully on the R136 at Grange Castle Road in Clondalkin shortly after 9 o'clock on Saturday night. He then approached a second car, removed the owner and drove away from the scene. Gardaí gave pursuit to the car and stopped it on the Catherine Tynan Road in Talla a short time later. The man in his 30s will appear before Blanchardstown District Court at 10:30 this morning. Concerns being raised over a suspected arson attack at a site earmarked for asylum seekers in Wicklow. A fire broke out in Newtown Mount Kennedy in the early hours of Saturday morning. The fire brigade put out the blaze at the building where anti-immigrant protests have been taking place. Cathaoirleach of Wicklow Municipal District, Irene Winters, says the attack is appalling.
Well, I'm very glad that they didn't succeed, obviously, and that there was nobody injured and that it would seem that the damage to the building is minimal. Disgusted that that's people's reactions to the government's efforts to try and support the people that are coming in.
Three people have been injured, one of them seriously after being attacked in Clare. Two men burst into a shop and assaulted a man in his 20s and a teenage boy in Clare Castle shortly before 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. A woman in her 50s was also injured. The man has been treated for serious injuries in hospital. The boy in his late teens and the woman are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Plans to boost child benefit by €10 in the budget are being welcomed. Taoiseach Micheál Martin also wants to hike pensions by €12 and bring in more energy credits. It's believed he's taking the step to try to take away some of the focus on Fine Gael in recent weeks. People Before Profit TD Gino Kenny says the rise in child benefit would be long overdue.
It's obviously welcome because there hasn't been an increase in relation to child benefit for over a decade. So this will obviously help the 650,000 families that are receiving child benefits at the moment.
Police say they're investigating whether the Sydney knife attacker intentionally targeted women. 40-year-old Joel Couchy killed six people, five of whom were women, at a shopping centre near Bondi Beach on Saturday before being shot dead by police. His family say he'd suffered mental health issues since he was a teenager. Rowan Anderson, who was filming at the mall, says the attack has caused deep trauma.
I put my foot in. It was about 15 seconds maybe before he was shot by the police officer. He'd already killed a number of people at that point, but we didn't know that. We had no idea what was going on. We just saw a person on the level below us with a knife running around. This belief that it's happening in Australia, in Bondi.
In entertainment news, more than 4 million people watched the finale of ITV1's Ant and Dec Saturday Night Takeaway. Anthony McPartlin and Declan Donnelly, who said they would be taking a break from the programme last year, were joined by a host of stars for the two-hour show. The pair said they had been truly adoring every second of making the show. And finally, in sport, in golf, Scottie Scheffler is the Masters champion for the second time. The world number one carded a final round of 68 to finish on 11 under par and clinch the green jacket last night. Scheffler finished four shots clear of Ludvig Åberg in second at Augusta National. Rory McIlroy ended the week 4 over with Shane Lowry 8 over. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.